Okay, maybe we can get started. Just a couple of quick announcements. First of all, there is a beginner's class of meditation is next door. So if you are here for the first time and you want to go to the beginner's class, it's actually in the room next door there. So you go out and you find your way outside. So this is more what you do after you finish the beginner's class, and you usually come here. That's usually how it works. And also, I was told there was a couple of bags at the wall, at the back of the room over there. We normally recommend people to keep the bags with them while they're here. So probably good to take your bag if you can. Okay. Okay, so let's start, and as always, I'll just give a couple of little introduction before we actually try meditation out in practice. And as always, one of the most difficult things in meditation is always to kind of get that initial stillness of the mind, where the mind is interested in the breath or interested in the meditation object, and is not distracted by so many things that we have to do in life. Like our ordinary daily activities often tend to get in the way. We think about them, we worry about them, we're concerned about them. And one of the nice little suttas, one of the nice little things that the Buddha says in one of his, actually a number of places in the suttas, he talks about the samsaric existence. And he says samsaric existence is like a person just wandering and roaming about. Yeah, now getting born here, now getting born there, up and down. And I think this idea of roaming is a very useful way to think about life. When you roam, roaming means that you have no actual purpose, you have no real aim. Roaming means pretty much that you're kind of going randomly, left to right, up and down in various directions, not really having any aim or purpose in life. And this is what samsara is like, this idea of not really going anywhere, just going round and round, doing the same things again and again and again. And this is true on the large scale. If you think about the idea of rebirth, it's certainly true. And on a rebirth scale, that you always tend to kind of do things over and over and over. But it's also true in many ways, just in this life, here and now. We tend to do things, and then it never really works out exactly the way we want them to work out. They're not as fulfilling as we thought they would be. That purpose and the aim that we had, we always have aims, but when we fulfill it, it never turns out to be as satisfactory as we thought it would be. And so we carry on and do more, and it never really comes to an end. And by developing this kind of perception, what happens is that you turn your mind away from an interest in the world, because that world never really supplies that satisfaction that we actually really want deep down. And this is an important thing to keep in mind, because it's so easy to be deluded by the idea that we have true aims and purposes. Yeah, the idea that we have the doer inside of us that wants to act and wants to fulfill and make life meaningful and all these things always tends to find purposes in the world. So we need to kind of actively counteract that and remind ourselves that actually what we're really doing is roaming about, blind really, not really understanding what we're doing. And if you want to find real contentment, if you want to find that thing which you actually are looking for, you have to look at meditation instead. This is where you find that. This is where you find that real purpose. This actually goes somewhere. This actually changes you. When you come to the end of your life, you do feel more satisfied, more content, more happy, more peaceful. Whereas the worldly life never really leads to those qualities. It's just the roaming without any real sense of satisfaction or purpose. I try to use some of these Buddhist perceptions to kind of turn your mind in the right direction. And when you do that, what may happen, at least sometimes, suddenly you find your mind becoming peaceful, because you lose an interest in all those worldly things which actually are really pointless in the long run. And they turn your mind to meditation instead. Okay, so let's give it a shot and do some meditation together. Okay, so as always, please take plenty of time at the beginning just to relax and feel at ease. It is so important that we get the very beginning right. If you get that right, then the meditation often flows quite naturally. But if you start off not being fully relaxed, often that tension can carry on through the meditation, and then it really is not all that pleasant, and it will not be a friend that you can take with you for the long run. So please always make sure that you find that ease of the body, ease of the mind, where you are enjoying just sitting right there. And as you start to feel comfortable, learn just to be the passive observer. Just allow the world and also your mind just to go its own way. No need to control anything. You just stand back as a passive observer, seeing all of these things happening inside of you and also outside. And if you find that the mind doesn't settle down properly, very gently nudge the mind in the right direction. Remind yourself that this is where you find real satisfaction and real meaning in life. And all the other things in your life, they are just like endless going around and round and round, never really taking you anywhere. So prioritize that which is truly meaningful, which is the meditation right here and now. And when you reach a certain degree of clarity and peace, that is usually the right time to go to your meditation object. So if you go to the breath, make sure you do it in the right way, very gently, very carefully, without holding on and without grasping. And remember to see the breath in a positive way. See the breath as an old friend. See the breath with a sense of gratitude for always supporting you. See the friend as someone who has always been there for you through all these years. And very gently move on with the breath meditation. Okay, so we're now coming very close to the end of the meditation. And before we come to the end, I recommend you to just review your meditation very briefly and ask yourself how you feel now. And if you feel more peaceful and at ease, more good qualities have arisen, ask yourself why that is the case. How does this process actually work? Okay, yes, that's the end of the meditation for now. Okay, thank you. Are there any questions or comments from anyone? Is everyone there? Everyone is happy here? Yeah? Okay. Good. So we have one from overseas. This is from Hungary, and this question is, what meditation is best? If someone very often meets difficult, angry people due to work almost every day, I'm a patient person, but I would like to improve. Okay, so what meditation is best? One of the things, if you meet a lot of difficult circumstances, like angry people or whatever, then it's more than just meditation that is required to solve that problem. You have to learn how to look at those people, perceive at them in such a way that you don't get upset and angry about it. So you have to look at people with compassion to understand that they are, you know, conditioned in a certain way. They can't really be different from what they are. We're all trapped in our own personality, so to speak. Yeah. And this is really, so this is just an exercise in compassion. You can bring that into your meditation if you want, but it's a lot of it has to do with how you think outside of meditation. Your general attitude to people and the world in general is very important there. But any kind of meditation that makes you more peaceful, more kind, more soft, more all of these kind of things will help you in that kind of situation, and you will be more patient and you will have more time for people as a consequence. So anyway, when you feel kind of better about yourself, then will always be an added thing. So you can try the metta meditation sometimes, because that helps you to focus on the good qualities in people. And if that doesn't work, then use compassion. So good luck. Okay, let's just pay respect to Buddha Dhamma Sangha.